Burrow Pigeon, or Sandusky to take advantage of these hot summer savings now before the leaves start to turn. Terms of service apply.
It's time to ride, Michigan. Ball Equipment and Polaris are proud to announce the 2014 Factory Authorized Clearance Event going on now. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger utility vehicle, and every Polaris Razor side-by-side. Work, play, or both, right now is the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. The current programs are awesome, but we know that a great price is only the start. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944.
Offer valid in U.S. subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2014 models. Good through 8/31/14. See dealer for details. ATVs and ROVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs and ROVs are not intended for on-road use.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery, bow and arrow, or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry this year with a handmade cedar blinds in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Don't miss the 22nd annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 7th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 7th, at the Emily City Fairgrounds. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Welcome back, WLEW Sports here. Beautiful Thursday night of Labor Day weekend, kicking off the Michigan High School Athletic Association's eight-man football season here with the Deckerville Eagles and the North Huron Warriors. Well, Chad, we're seeing some good football. We're just seeing a loss of some fundamentals here tonight. 11:20 to go here at our halftime. The score is 22-0. Deckerville Eagles put one in with about 15 seconds to go on the clock and brought them up. Warriors show some promise, but we've got to get see these guys wrap some of these tackles up. And the Deckerville Eagles, you got to give them some kudos because they run tough.
They do. They're just big, strong runners. As we mentioned in the pregame, they've got a lot of experience, and they know how to play some football. And not to take anything away from North Huron, they do too. They've got a great coaching staff and some good young players over there, but a lot of their players are quite young, and it's going to take them a little bit. And I'm sure that even right now, Coach Fisher is there, preaching the same things he's been preaching since second week of August.
Right.
And they're just going to have to respond and see what happens.
Well, you've got two super coaches with experience and know how to win and put the teams together with the talent on the field with Travis Fisher out of Kindy. And you got Coach Bill Brown, who was here with the state championship team in 2012. As you mentioned, the Eagles are returning right now five players that played on the state championship team in 2012. Those five players are on the field. Also, they have a lot of fresh legs. As Coach Brown told me before the start of the game, he said, Kurt, there's only going to be two players that I'm going to have on every snap playing offense and defense. The rest of them are going to be fresh legs coming in and out. When the offense comes off the field, you're only going to see one or two guys, maybe two, but that are going to come off. But they really run that ball strong. And we've got, you got Stone back there, number four, doing one heck of a job. We got Dylan Patel is just doing a fantastic job at quarterback. Deckerville Eagles run such a good fake. They're running I formation, run out of pro set. Always two running backs in the backfield. They're not giving anything away to say, hey, it's either the quarterback or this guy. You don't know who it's going to be, one of the two backs or the quarterback.
Yep, exactly, and they just play very fundamentally sound. I mean, they're out there, and the thing about Deckerville is so far this evening, I just haven't seen them make many mistakes.
Right. Right. And you know, the only thing we haven't seen that's strong by Deckerville, and they can throw the ball. They've had a few passes just off the fingertips. But when you're running the ball as well as you are and you've got that kind of a power game on the ground, you know, throw the ball a little bit just to get some practice, get your guys fresh in the game, and keep the defensive guessing a little bit. But, geez, they are just a super tough team.
Yeah, I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right,
and,
right.
And the way that they're blocking up front, they're just getting the job done. And like you say, mix it up a little bit, maybe keep North Huron off balance, practice for a night when maybe you're going to need that passing game a little bit. But for the most part, I would have to think that we're going to see some more power football in the second half.
Now we watched the Warriors come out with a four. First they went with a 4-2-2, and you could see they just didn't have the strength up front, or they weren't making the tackles they needed to make up front during the first quarter. So Coach Fisher moved them over to a 4-4. They ran it tight. As soon as they went to that 4-4, you know, they shut down the Eagles on two drives, did a nice job. And only once or twice went back to that 4-2, but as soon as the Eagles saw that, they did slip back into a 4-2-2. They were running it right up the middle. They don't have that extra outside linebacker or monster back on the corner to help them out. So we've got about 7 minutes and 46 seconds to go in our half here at Deckerville Field. So glad you could join us tonight for Cruise 102.1 FM, WLAW Bad Axe Sports. And again, thank you to Thumb Cellular for making this broadcast night possible. Also, thank you to all of our great sponsors for making our broadcast possible. Well, 22-0. One thing we know is that the North Huron Warriors, Coach Fisher, can light things up with an offense if they can get things fired up. But you know, the defense has got to come to life. You see, it's up and down, good tackle, wrapping them up, fundamentals. I'd like to be in there to hear Coach Fisher. I'm just not sure how he would be in a, you know, he's such a nice guy.
he really is. He's pretty even keeled, but yeah. I think they know when he means business.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, his players, I know, have a ton of respect for him, and they want to play for him, and they want to play hard, and I think that more than anything, they don't want to let him down. And so if for that reason alone, they'll be in there giving all they got the second half, that's for sure.
We got a couple scores in here at the half. Akron Fairgrove taking on Saginaw at the half. It's 27, Akron Fairgrove, Saginaw 6. Also at the half, Sandusky, USA, 21-0. Last one I had with Montrose and Reese was coming up on the half, was 14-0, Montrose on top of Reese. So we'll get some scores out to you as they are called into the station, and we'll have them even after our game tonight. So make sure that you stay tuned in to Cruise 102.1 FM on this Labor Day weekend as we kick off Michigan High School Athletic Association football all over the state. No Friday games because everybody's hitting the road for Labor Day. So we've got just a ton of games, and we'll have a lot of scores for you near the end of our game. So we've got an update here at the end at the half. Montrose 21, Reese 0. Well, that's the end of the first quarter. Oh, man. 21-0, Montrose on top of Reese. And we're seeing a lot more of these teams. I know a few other teams have talked about going to eight-man football. We've got Owen Gage in the eight-man. Caseville just returned football here a year or two ago. They've gone to the eight-man action. It's got to help these schools out. Now, North Huron this year picked up a number of students with Port Hope schools closing and deciding to merge into North Huron.
Yeah, yes, North Huron did. They picked up around 22, 23 students from over Port Hope Way. And then, oddly enough, they picked up another 20-some from other places and out of the area. So their numbers are up there. You know, a lot of the schools that are even currently playing 11-man football would easily qualify to play 8-man. But 8-man is saving a lot of football programs, which it's good to see because it's a good game.
Well, I see one of the schools, they just canceled their soccer program in trying to keep guys playing football, but they didn't get enough to play for soccer. Hey, I want to give a quick shout-out and thank you to the great hospitality of the Deckerville Eagles. Their athletic director, Scott McVitty, has a beautiful setup here. The field looks fantastic. The booth and everything is great. And also to the new athletic director over at North Huron, Jimmy Glidden's out there someplace tonight. He's probably refereeing or coaching or playing something somewhere.
Yeah, there, no doubt he's busy doing something that involves a ball of some shape.
There you go. We'll take a quick break with 4 minutes to go here in our half. Cruise 102.1 FM, WLEW Sports, and we'll be right back after these.
Bill Jackson here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. If you're looking for a pickup,